Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. So you'll have to tune in, keep tuning in to hear, know when Miss Jolene's here and when she's not. We're going to get started with our birthdays. Let's get our birthdays over with and done and things. I've got a bunch of phone numbers I want to give you, and big shout out to Misty Smith. Thank you so much, Misty. On the first birthday, we have Wham Roma. Will Cooper, happy birthday to you. Bob Finley, happy birthday. Jerry Reeves, happy birthday to you, Jerry. And then Elso Nightclub. So I guess, I don't know if that's the person but or what, but that's my Facebook friends and family birthdays. The weather, it's a beautiful 69 sunny degrees today. And actually, yeah, I mean, even though it's 69, it feels cold to me. I mean, it just feels cold. I'm freezing. I've got some numbers here to give to you from Misty Smith. And this is over the DAPA things. We were actually talking about that yesterday on the radio about what they're doing to the Indians and things out there and how it's so wrong and stuff. The numbers we've got, North Dakota Governor Jack's last name, but he's the North Dakota Governor. The North Dakota Governor's telephone number is 701-328-2200. And to demand, call him and demand protection for protesters and the end of hostility against them. Then they've got the White House. There's two numbers for the White House, 202-465-1111 or 202-456-1414. Then we have the Army Corps, I was reading a story on TV. The Army Corps of Engineers, 202-761-5903. Morton County Sheriff's Office is 701-667-3330. Energy Transfer, their number is 214-981-0700. Alan Coppy is the Morton County Attorney. His phone number is 701-667-3350. Bernie Sanders' number is 202-224-5142. Clinton, I don't know which Clinton it is, but here's a Clinton phone number, 646-854-1432. And it says, call the executives of Energy Transfer Partners, the corporation that is building the pipeline. The Lee Hance is the executive vice president of the Energy Transform Partners, LP. He's out in 800 East Sontario Boulevard, number 400, San Antonio, Texas, 78258. His telephone number is 210-403-6455. Or you can email him at lee.hance, H-A-N-S-E, at energytransfer.com. There is Glenn Emery. He is the vice president. He has the same address as Lee did. And the phone number is to the vice president is 210-403-6762. And his email, Glenn, is glenn.emery, E-M-E-R-Y, at energytransfers.com. And then there's Michael Cliff Waters. He is the lead analyst, and his phone number is 713-989-2404. And his email is Waters, W-A-T-E-R-S, at energytransfer.com. So stand with the DAPA people, you know. I mean, man, love those folks. Love those folks. Doreen said the weather. Let me see. Woohoo, nice final job, Rebecca. Thank you. Thanks so much. We're actually on the radio. That's the Headshed people at 1470 Leestown Road. Check the Headshed out. We love those folks. Let's see. I've got a story about Kratom. Kratom remains legal for now, according to... This is from Pharma, from Forbes magazine. Now, Forbes magazine, Kratom. It says, my last post indicated that the DEA's date to list Kratom as a Schedule 1 controlled substance may shift, since there's been a storm of activity that merits an update, that Kratom is indeed to remain legal, at least for now. Congressman Mark Palko had a productive conversation with the acting administration today and learned that the DEA had not announced a final decision on Kratom today. So September 30th marked the 30-day period requiring the by statute that the DEA had to wait. And it appears the DEA will instead open up a modified comment process before a final decision will be made. So... evidently, they're still up in the air about that. So, Kratom is still legal. Yeah, the DEA sort of had a change of heart on that. Let me find out. Let's see what's going on with our Indians today. I mean, I haven't even had a chance to see what's going on with our Indian people. I'm sure there's something. let's see. Hang on, folks. Big shout out to my cousin. Today's her graduation day, so big shout out to all the graduates today. I don't know what kind of degree it was. She's got so damn many, but big shout out to her. Let me find it here, people. Hang on, we're almost there. it's like when I want to see it, I can find it, and then when I'm not looking for it, it's like looking for a lot. Let's see, the trail. There was thousands of buffaloes that showed up today out there. According to Misty, I've not got to read that yet, but she said thousands of buffaloes showed up. How cool is that? Buffaloes. I mean, man. Here we go. Here it is. Yes, thousands of wild buffalo appeared. Appeared out of nowhere at Standing Rock today. And they say that that gives them, and that's a very sacred animal to the Indian people, the buffalo is, because, you know, it gives them hope for, you know, their lives, food, shelter, clothing, because they use the meat in their hides. I mean, they use right down to the bones of these animals. That's one thing I like about the Indian people. They don't waste nothing. There is no waste. I mean, there might be, at least there used to not be back from years ago with the older Indians. You know, but to call those numbers and demand that the governor and state troopers back off on the Indians out there in North Dakota, you know, just wrong. Leave those people alone. Leave them alone. Go around. Take your pipeline and go around. You know, that's been my answer all along. Just go the hell around. Great story. Thank you again, Misty, for that story. I mean, we appreciate it. I actually had a girl that's out there. I can't think of what her name is right at the moment. But I had a girl that actually had added me this morning that is out there in the camps. And what she's doing, she's just reporting on the stuff is what she's doing. But I can't seem to find her. She was having trouble yesterday, too, with her live feeds. So I don't know if anything's happened out there today, because yesterday I was just slammed with it. But now today I'm not seeing anything, so maybe it was a peaceful to good day then. Here we go. Standing Rock Tribe, they say that this is the largest protest in history that is happening right now in Standing Rock, North Dakota. This story needs to be told, and you can only make it happen. Please donate to help the Standing Ground documentary so we can give a voice to those who need it most. So, yeah, they've already got a documentary. They got several people out there shooting pictures and things. Let's see. Oh, my. Man, it's crazy. This was America, we're peaceful activists. Let's see what this says here. See if we can hear this. It's only about a minute and something. Peaceful activists. Oops, let me see. They have jammers that are interfering the signals, and they can't get on their phones or the net. Oh, well, no wonder I'm not seeing anything then. You know, jammers, and I believe that. There's no doubt in my mind about that. That right there actually hasn't gotten anything going on, so that's why we're not seeing much. What a shame. What a shame, man. Let's see. This is the last word with Lawrence O'Donnell and the actor Mark Ruffalo with the youth of Standing Rock and they're answering questions. It's about 18 minutes, but we won't get to listen to it for that long. We will listen to it some here. So let's listen to it.
A lot of their brothers and sisters were hurt today in these attacks on peaceful water protectors. And wanted to give them a chance to answer your questions and to bear witness to what they've heard and happened to their friends tonight, today, and where we go from here.
Well, and so the questions are starting to pour in, but Gracie and Marilyn, so you guys were at the Clinton headquarters today, right?
Yes.
Can you talk about that experience a little bit?
Well, it began at the Brooklyn Promenade. We sort of warmed the crowd up until what we're going to do, and it started with a few introductions on how we wanted to approach her headquarters, and we wanted to press forward what our movement was all about, and that we were all about peace. We didn't want to cause any agitation among the crowd so that we would be ejected from her building, and we were hoping to deliver the letter peacefully initially, and once we got there, we had our boys set up. We had our group set up a teepee right in her lobby, and they cleared up pretty swiftly. Right after they were in, we were to the rest of the group was to follow, but the security guard stopped at the door and wouldn't allow anyone in, so we had to weasel to the side doors and slowly pour in. And from there, that's when everyone gathered. And pretty much protested, and we did exactly what we planned to do.
We got her attention.
Yeah. Well, I got to say right now, I mean, we've got a lot of people pouring in support right now. We've got folks that have written in from Pennsylvania, folks that have written in from South Dakota, folks that have written in from Texas, all saying that they're standing with Standing Rock. Now, let me ask you, because now, have you, is this your first time to New York?
Yes.
So, I mean, like, not only is it, you know, you're coming here for a particular reason, but also it's kind of like, I mean, this is a first, an experience of first for you too, like just being here, yes?
Yes, yes.
What has that been like? Is it what you expected?
It's almost exactly what I expected it to be, very busy, very, very trend-oriented, and, like, almost, I'd say movies are pretty on point with how busy everything is and with the taxi life and the traffic.
It's not like the Res, is it?
It's not like the Res at all. We don't even have a stoplight on the Res. It was pretty interesting, but, yeah, I really like it here. It's not someplace I would exactly live, but I probably adapt pretty well.
Some people say it's an acquired taste. And that's just fine. Now, I want to talk about a little bit about the news that happened on the reservation today. How did you guys find out about the arrest?
Live feed through Facebook. And we're actually quite surprised that they even came through, because a lot of live feeds that's been going on with the protests have been disturbed. Some of them wouldn't post. Some of them wouldn't really go through. Some of them wouldn't.
They get deleted.
Yeah.
When we were down there, we were doing we were doing a CNN interview and had the interview cut off right in the middle, but we had perfect coverage, and then all of a sudden it just cut off in the middle, and that's something that's happening a lot down there. But yesterday we went to the front line to engage with the police officers, to talk to them, see what their attitude was, their feeling of what they were doing. They were moving some of the barriers closer to the camp. And one of my friends was videotaping, and they used a device that actually scrambled his picture, and it was really disturbing, because why scramble someone videotaping you? Why, what don't you want people to see? And they were there, some of the police had AR-15s, they're standing there with the finger right next to the trigger of AR-15s with their sunglasses on. It was a very heavy feeling there. And yeah, but that blocking the videotaping with some sort of device, that was a whole new level of technical shenanigans as far as the civil liberties of peaceful protesting goes.
Now, I mean, because this is something that obviously has been going on for a while, but especially, I'd say over the last few weeks, it's kind of ramped up a bit. I guess the national awareness of what's going on in Standing Rock. Mark, do you mind talking a little bit about, like, in your circles, is it something that's being talked about more, or what's kind of driven attention towards that?
It's conflict. Conflict brings eyes and brings the media, brings people's attention, and the escalation in conflict has started to, you know, make people look. And so no one there wanted conflict, and it was the police who brought the conflict with their arrest last week. But with that, and what I say is, when you hurt us, we grow stronger. When you punch, when you hit us, we win. And that's the nature of peaceful resistance. And so, once again, the police and National Guard and the governor.
All right, we're going to pause that just for a minute, though. And we'll come back to that, and we'll try to listen to the rest of that as we're closing out the show. But we're going to take a break, because it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Mueller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go, folks.
They're getting off of work, I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour, I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. For today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. Stress, I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw. Let's go back to this and try to hopefully we get to listen to all this. But here we go.
Have blown it. We're like a Jedi Knight. When you hit them, we come back stronger. And that's what's happening here. And as that happens, people relate. You know, you see all those people reaching out to you there, saying they stand with Standing Rock. It's these conflicts that enliven people, and I'm sorry to say that, but that's the truth.
And it's, you know, and we're very, very, like, we can't even begin to explain how thankful we are for all of your support. We've been at this a long time, and today things escalated pretty badly, and, you know, our friends were hurt, you know, our grandmothers and our grandfathers, our aunties, uncles, you know, our relatives, you know, they were hurt. They were, you know, maimed. They were hit with rubber bullets, and, you know, and it's time for the world to wake up and realize what is going on. And the only way that we have to do is you guys help us bring so much attention.
Oh,
go ahead. No, I was going to ask. So we had a couple questions that came
that's
in, and one person was wondering. So why is it so important to get a statement from Hillary Clinton, and why isn't this something that the Obama administration can't or isn't necessarily handling right now?
That kind of ties into what I had said last night. You know, she's going to work for us someday. You know, I hope that she's going to be our future president, and she's going to be, you know, the one that's going to have to, you know, uphold all of the treaties that were made between the U.S. government and Native American and Indigenous people. And it's up to her to, you know, help us out. So we came out here to get a response from her and where she stands against the fight against the Dakota Access Pipeline. And we did exactly what we came here to do, and we got a response from her. And it obviously, you know, it wasn't the response that we had hoped, but it's, you know, we got her to say something about it.
People are also asking, why do you think she seems to be a little reluctant toward this?
Probably because she's not getting any benefits from it.
There are people that are for this pipeline. You know, they think that it's a good idea, and, you know, if she takes a stand against it, I'm pretty sure she would lose all those voters. And, like, you know, like, politics is what happens.
There was another question. Don brought up the point. Is this something that the UN would ever get involved in?
I think they should be involved with it. I mean, there's the Article 20 of the UN that basically reserves the right to peaceful assembly and peaceful protesting. And what we're seeing happening in our nation is a continued erosion of that right, whether it's by blocking or scrambling someone's phone or pushing out media, militarizing response to peaceful protests, like we saw in Ferguson, like we saw what happened, elevated violence, like we saw what happened in OWS. What we're seeing is this erosion of our right to peaceful protest. They were using sound cannons today at the protest, which are meant to disorient, hurt your hearing, keep you from being able to hear. And these new sophisticated technologies, the Stingray, which scrambled phones, these new sophisticated technologies are meant to neuter the power and the strength of civil, peaceful assembly. And I won't be surprised as this thing unfolds that we see the UN start to get in based on that principle alone. Because when you take away our ability to peacefully assemble, what do we have left? They have these things called freedom of speech zones now, where freedom of speech is only allowed in one particular zone. You know, that's not what the founders of our Constitution meant when they said peaceful assembly and the right to redress grievances. This is the perfect example of peaceful assembly and the right to redress grievances against the federal government. This is a treaty issue. The 1851 treaty states that land belongs to this nation.
Now, just to kind of rehash, because we've had a couple of people write in, HG was one of them. He missed a segment on the show tonight, but he was wondering what was the official Clinton statement. Do you, Tracy, remember offhand?
She basically just said that she is in favor of the safety of, you know, everybody, the workers, the people that are, you know, peacefully protecting the water, you know, and we had hoped that she would take a stand against the Dakota Access Pipeline with us, but that's the response that we had got.
Gotcha. And this is another question that's come up. Danielle's asked it a couple times, but people are wondering, what can they do to help?
That's the million-dollar question. You know, not everybody can be, you know, at the front lines. Not everybody can be at the camp. But what I encourage everybody to do is just keep sharing this message that, you know, the youth have brought forward in April since, you know, this issue very first started. You know, keep praying to whatever God you believe in, whatever religion you believe in, pray. Because that's what is important to us as Native Americans. I guess just keep getting trying to get the attention of all the high power officials that promised us, you know, that he would stand by Native youth, specifically, you know, Standing Rock youth, because he had come to visit us. And, you know, personally, for me, that means a lot to me, because I was one of the youth that he had made promises to. He promised me and five other youth that he would stand beside us no matter what it took. And we're asking him one last time to stand with us before his presidency is over, because he has all the power in the world, you know, to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline. So what we ask of you as youth, you know, as from everybody back home, don't stop sharing. Don't be silenced. Just, you know, keep pushing.
All right. We're out of time, though. That's right. Keep sharing. Keep standing up for those Indians, man. They're the first American people to me. This land belongs to them. God bless everybody. Thank you, Misty Smith. Love everybody out there. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Bye-bye, everybody.
It's a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping, a little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.